on my way here, so when I leave the house, I have to pass Old Joburg. So when I was at the traffic lights at crossing over Old Joburg, cars had stopped. There were ambulances, and I could see the ambulance lights, and I started praying. And when I was crossing over, I looked to check what's happening, and I saw a car. It hit a tree, and it burned beyond recognition, Bazalwane. I started crying, you know. I was really so touched. I started praying, and I don't know what the situation is. I am going to check if maybe there's some news about it. Because I was saying, God, I hope those people that were in the car were saved, you know, because there were ambulances. And as I was then driving in Littleton, I saw one of the ambulances that were coming from that scene. You know, they were rushing. So I said, okay, probably there's still someone who was saved from that accident. You know, they are probably rushing them to the hospital. But I want to thank the Lord for His hand of protection of our lives. We should not take the protection of God for granted, Bazalwane. A lot can happen. A lot can happen in an instant. A life can be lost in an instant, you know. So I really pray. I prayed in Joguti, Lord. I pray that you intervene in that situation. So I think that's just that's what's in my heart, really, to just say I really thank God for His hand of protection of our lives every day, protecting our children in schools where we are not, you know. It takes a lot to trust someone with your child, you know. For how many hours are these kids at school? 5 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours, you know, they're in someone's care. You are not there, and God is just protecting them. I really just praise God. Amen. So I would like to just share quickly. Pastor Longa said I have 25 minutes. Is my 25 minutes only starting now? I'm going to set Lona a stopwatch because I want to be faithful. Now I don't know how to set it. Okay, it's 7:53. I'm really going to, I don't want to go over the time. So at 8:15, I'm going to stop and we're going to pray. Hallelujah. Oh, there. Thank you so much. So this evening, the Holy Spirit just led me to speak about the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And to share my testimony, you know, we love to talk about the characters in the Bible, the things that have happened, you know. So the Holy Spirit led me today to share about my testimony of His doings in my life. But also I'm going to refer to the Word because I want to say what I need to say, referring to the Word. Hallelujah. So can we just open our Bibles in the book of John chapter 14, verse 16. I'm going to read it in the Amplified Bible. John 14, verse 16. So I'm going to read verse 16 and then I'm going to read verse 26. Yeah. So it says in John 14 verse 16, "And I will ask the Father, and He will give you another helper, comforter, advocate, intercessor, counselor, strengthener, standby, to be with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, and take to its heart, because it does not see him or know him, but you know him, because he, the Holy Spirit, remains with you continually and will be in you. Okay? And then let me just go to verse 26. I'll read 26 and 27 only. It says, but the helper, comforter, advocate, intercessor, counselor, strengthener, stand by, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, in my place, to represent me and act on my behalf. He will teach you all things, and he will help you remember everything that I have told you. Hallelujah. So, yeah, only 26. So, bazalwane, the Holy Spirit is our helper. He's our advocate. He's our strengthener. He's our standby. The Holy Spirit to us, he helps us not just in things pertaining just the house of God, you know, perhaps to lay a word in your heart when you speak, but in everything that pertains to life. He is our helper. And I've written here the prayer points that I would like for us to pray for. I would like for us to pray for marriages, for parenting, for our businesses. Hallelujah. So before we pray, I want to emphasize that the Holy Spirit is our helper. The Bible says that Jesus was talking here and he said, I'm leaving you with the helper. He will teach you all things. Yes, and I take the Bible very literal. He will teach you all things. So basically, everything and anything that I need to know for my journey, for the way I parent, the way I do life, he will help me in all things. Hallelujah, bazalwane. So when I say that, you know, and he says also, he will also remind you of things that I taught you. This is Jesus speaking to his disciples. So I want to go back to a time, some of you will know, some of you will only learn tonight, that I had gone through a very painful divorce. And when I went through it, I experienced the Holy Spirit in a very new way that I had never experienced him before. For the longest time, I understood the Holy Spirit to help me in things like, you know, the fruits of the Spirit, you know, love, joy, self-control, you know, helping me in things that pertain to only my salvation and the house of the Lord. But during that time, 3 years ago, I started experiencing the Holy Spirit in a very, very unique way that made me understand that the Holy Spirit is able to help us even in those things that you think they need a counselor. Because he is a counselor. He's an advocate. Hallelujah. He's our strength. Hallelujah, bazalwane. So he is our helper in all things, in all situations. Hallelujah. And I think I'm sharing my story because I need you to take my story and think of your own story. Hallelujah. And whatever that seems to be difficult and whatever that seems to be impossible for you, because the Holy Spirit is everything to us. He is everything to me. The fact that he is able to teach me things I don't know, things I've not experienced yet, even things that I'm going to experience. Hallelujah. So when I went through divorce, I didn't know that I will go through it. I thought till death do us apart, right? Because no one gets married to divorce. I'm not there. But something that I experienced of the Holy Spirit is that, I've got so many things to small testimonies of the period I went through until now. Is that, first of all, when I went through the divorce, the Holy Spirit, he instructed me to pray for my ex-husband continually, to pray for him. And at that time, I'm going through so much. I was departing. It was rough, Bazalwane. You know, it was rough. But the Holy Spirit charged me to pray for him. And I could not understand, because I said, how can I pray for him when I'm finding myself in this situation right now? And the Holy Spirit said, pray for him. I didn't understand, because the things of God, we cannot understand with our physical minds, and you know. So I started praying for him. And do you know, Bazalwane, the first testimony in that is that as I was praying for him, God was healing me. And I'm speaking to this because some of us find it difficult to forgive certain situations in our lives. But I need you today, hallelujah, Bazalwane, because some of you are in so much chains because of unforgiveness. But the Holy Spirit and the Bible instructs us to forgive, right? But I was instructed to pray. But as I was praying, I was being healed. I thought that I'm just going to attend therapy until the day I stop, you know, or the day I stop crying, the day I start feeling okay. But he did some unique work there, the Holy Spirit. He healed me while he instructed me to do something that I was against. And I did it anyways. Of course, in the beginning, I didn't mean it. I was just doing it. But until he worked in me to a point where something in me started feeling sorry and sympathized and prayed in a meaningful way. Hallelujah, Bazalwane. Second thing that happened during that time was that the divorce had caused my children some painful events around their lives. My youngest was throwing tantrums. The children's ministry teachers know. We work together. Esihle was just throwing tantrums in a way that I did not understand, and I didn't know what to do. I had to sit down with the children's ministry teachers who were teaching her, to just explain to them and to help me help her. And we help each other, you know. And he stutters, but he became so worse that his teacher called me to school. And Yitmos, you know, with grade twos, they do essays, you know. He struggled. He could not even take out the first word. It was that bad. And Uya is very smart. But during that time, he could not articulate himself. And because he could not, he got so much anger out of not being able to speak properly. And third thing, Ujunia was failing dismally. He was getting level ones. And imagine the space I was in. I sat down and I said, Holy Spirit, same way you helped me, I needed to help me help my children. I don't know what to do. I'm not a teacher. I don't know how to help these kids be okay. And the Holy Spirit instructed me to sit down with their teachers, with junior's teachers. I went to school, I made an appointment, and I sat down with all his teachers who were teaching him different subjects. And I spoke to them and I asked them, and I said, listen, I'm going through 1, 2, and 3. Junior is failing not because he's a stupid child. He's not. Junior is very smart. But because of what we're going through right now, I'm going to need you to help me help my child. So therefore, we're going to do an extra work. You're going to give me work to help him in the house. And I started, you know, the Holy Spirit led me to doing certain things, affirmations for them, you know, to help them cope. Because I thought I was the only one going through the divorce. Can't, all of us were going through it. You know, it's just that they are children. They can't articulate themselves the way I would. You know, Bazalwane, let me tell you, Junior failed first term, But end of fourth term, I received an invitation to a prize giving for junior. Oh, Lord, help me, Holy Spirit. It could have not happened. Junior, in all the time he was at school, he never went to a prize giving. But in that 1 year, he was doing so bad. It turned around and he was doing so well, you know, and God just came through for us. My friend even took a video of me crying at that prize giving. And I was one of those parents, you know, those parents who you relate and who says the itakazelo zengane, you know, I was that parent because I was proud of my child, you know, and he started performing so well, speaking so well. You know, I would speak with the children's ministry teachers. She started becoming better. Oh, teacher Sandra is not here. I used to sit with teacher Sandra every Sunday, you know, because I'm on stage, she's crying for me. She would know what to do. And I would say, oh, teacher Acho as well, you know, helping, you know. It was so tough, Bazalwane. And to this day, there are people who ask me, how did you do it? Because according to statistics, you are only supposed to be better after this many years. But the Holy Spirit, he helped me through the process, Bazalwane. Now, even this day, he still helps me with everything in my life. There are situations where I say, Holy Spirit, I don't know what I'm going to do. What should I do in this situation? And the Holy Spirit is so faithful, he will tell me what to do. And I will do just that, and he will help me. So, Bazalwane, what I'm trying to say this evening is that where we read, there's many scriptures I wrote here, but where we read, you know, I love the Amplified because, yeah, amplifying it. So, it says that he is a comforter, right? He's an advocate. He's an intercessor. He's a counselor. You know, he helps us in situations where we don't know what to do. He counsels us. He counseled me. Yes, my therapist was there, but the Holy Spirit did so much more than what my therapist could do. Because I get to be a therapist that would ask you questions to try and help you. No, he was not asking me questions. He went straight to the issues and he helped me through the issues. So he's an advocate, Bazalwane. Situations that need him to advocate for us, only he can do. I need us to invite him this evening. Because some of us are going through parenting, teenagers who are not listening, young adults who've gone south when you've taught them the right things, you taught them the word of God, you know, you trained them up in the ways of God, but they just went south. But tonight we're going to pray, Bazalwane. We're going to pray for our children. We're going to pray for our teenagers. We're going to pray for marriages, because even in marriage, some issues you might not know how to resolve, but when you invite him, I always say to people, the Holy Spirit is a person. Uyandifundisa, he teaches me. He's a person. He teaches me. Ukuthi no, Ncumisa, don't hold it like that. Don't do it like that. Do it like this. He knows what to teach us. He knows how to help us pray. He knows what to say to our children when they go south. Hallelujah, Bazalwane. So I need us to pray tonight. Pray for marriages. Because marriages are so much under attack. I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's happening. You know, but marriages are under attack. But we're going to pray. Because most of the issues in marriage that we think they just need us to use our brains, they actually need the advocate, the Holy Spirit. Even in our parenting, that's one of the things we're going to pray for, parenting. I was at a school meeting on Thursday. Junior is in grade 7, so they were talking to us as grade 7 parents, you know, and they were telling us how much these kids are failing and how much they don't listen in class and how cheeky they are, you know. I looked at Junior, so, you know, he was sitting right next to me, and I said, are you cheeky in class? He's like, no, mommy, I mean, I listen. I'm not like my friends. I listen, you know, making himself look good to me. And I just looked at him and I said, Mdanam, you better listen because I don't play. And I don't play, Nyani, because I have seen God help me even in how I parent my children. They're young, ne? And I would not always know how to parent them at the stage they're in. Junior now is entering teenage stage. His voice has changed. Unama mood swings and ama teenagers, you know, and he's just weird right now. And I would not know how to navigate. But the Holy Spirit gives me practical things, Bazalwane. He's the Holy Spirit. He's a spirit, but he helps me in the natural to help me with things that pertain to my life, to my well-being, to my children, to my family. So, Bazalwane, even us, those things that are stressful to you, you know, I refuse to be a born-again child of God and ndohlulwe ngabantwana. I refuse. Not because I'm going to beat them, no, but because I serve a God who's been there throughout generations. The teenage stage that I'm seeing in my child, I might see it for the first time because now I'm a parent. I only know it when I was a teenager, but now that I'm a parent, it's my first experience. I would not know how to do things, but he helps me navigate and he helps me stand on his word on behalf of my child. So, Bazalwane, tonight we're going to pray for parenting, because these days children seem to be parenting us. And that's not how it's supposed to happen. We're supposed to parent them. Hallelujah. And we're going to parent them. Junior was telling me the other time, he was saying, yo, mommy, at school, one of these girls in our class, you know, she was drinking in the bathrooms with another girl, and she was suspended for 2 weeks. Yo, so these are the things that happen at school. I immediately switched, and I became that African mother. And I said, Mdanam, I will spin kick you. When's Angela Yonto? And she said, mommy, I'm scared of you. I know you ninja. You know, I'm not going to do that. But I was just telling you, you know. And then I asked him, what do you do when these kids do these things? No, I just do my schoolwork. You know, when you play with your friends, what do you tell them when they're being naughty? No, I just tell them, we're not supposed to be naughty. I'm like, you better. And he's like, no, mommy, I'm scared of you. I know, you know, you are very ninja. But even in these things, you see, it's small things at his age. And I know that some of you are parenting young adults. But Bazalwane, we serve a God who knows all these stages, you know. Apostle said something, and I didn't know this. I learned it for the first time. Uguti, actually, the word teenager did not exist before, you know. But they used it to describe a certain stage, you know, and in a way to validate what teenage stage is supposed to be. And I refused. I said, God, even there, I implore you, Holy Spirit. So, Bazalwane, I have seen God do things. Even now, I see him doing things. And I believe him to do things even for us. Because he teaches us all things. And he reminds us. Because there are things we know, but we've forgotten. You know, but he reminds us and he teaches us. And I think the things I'm saying, you know them. You know them. So tonight, can we pray? Can we stand together as we pray? To pray for marriages. No marriage in our church will go through divorce, number one. No marriage will be unhappy and unhealthy in our church, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Bazalwane. No marriage will die. Hallelujah, in this house, in the name of Jesus. We pray also for parenting. We pray for how we parent our children. We pray for the ability of the Holy Spirit to help us parent our children, Bazalwane, in the name of Jesus. And also we pray for businesses. Some of you are stuck in our businesses. You don't know if you should close your business because it's not doing well. I'm telling you, ask the Holy Spirit tonight, what must I do? How can this business live again? Because we believe in the resurrection power of God. Hallelujah, Bazalwane. That even when the business is not doing well, we can trust God to resurrect it, to give us strategies to help us in our businesses. Hallelujah. So, Bazalwane, let us pray. And I would like for you to bring that issue before God. Whether it's an issue in your marriage, in your parenting, parenting, in your children, in your family, you know, in your business, in your livelihood. Let us bring it before God. And I pray that you bring it before God this evening in a new way. I know you've been through it. Yeah? You've been through it. It has seemed like it's not working. But let's go at it again. Hallelujah. Because we have an advocate who advocates for us, even in difficult situations where we don't know what we're going to do. Hallelujah. Can we just pray together at this time? Heavenly Father, we give you praise. We give you honor, Lord. We worship your name, Father. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for your leadership. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for your help in our lives. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for what you do in our lives. For you are our helper. Mighty Lord, where we don't know how to help ourselves, you help us, oh God. Where we are drowning, mighty Lord, you know how to pull us out. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, I pray this evening, mighty Lord, mighty God, we pray for those complex situations in our families, mighty God, in Jesus' mighty name. Heavenly Father, we pray, oh advocate, we pray, oh wonderful counselor, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray this evening, for you are our helper, as you said in your word, Lord Jesus, that you have not left us alone, but you have left us with the Holy Spirit, who teaches us all things, who helps us in all things, who reminds us in all things. Heavenly Father, even in our home situations, we pray, mighty God, mighty Lord, we want to enjoy salvation. We want to have salvation to excite us. Mighty God, therefore, Lord God Almighty, we pray that tonight you take care, oh God, of those issues in our homes, mighty God, that seem impossible, that seem difficult, in the name of Jesus Christ. Mighty God, I pray that you intervene, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we pray that you intervene in Jesus' mighty name. Teach us, Holy Spirit. Teach us, Holy Spirit. Take us by the hand and show us how it's done in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, teach us, Holy Spirit. Take our hand, Holy Spirit. Teach us, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, to be better parents, oh God. In the name of Jesus, to our children. In Jesus' mighty name, mighty God, I pray. Teach us, help us, Holy Spirit, for you are our helper. Mighty God, in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we pray for marriages, mighty God, in this house, oh Lord. Father, in Jesus' mighty name. First of all, we speak your peace, oh God, in marriages in this house, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for those complex situations. I pray for those complex difficulties in marriages, oh God, in Gateway Church, in the name of Jesus Christ. Whether be financial, in Jesus' mighty name. Whether be wealth, oh God, be health, in Jesus' mighty name. Whether be communication, in the mighty name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, Holy Spirit, we ask that you intervene in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, make complex situations to be simple, O God, in Jesus' mighty name. In the name of Jesus, Father, we pray that mighty God, you show yourself strong. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, we pray for teenagers, oh God, young adults in this house who are on drugs, mighty God, who are on a different addictions, mighty Lord, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we ask that you intervene in the name of Jesus. Help us, oh God. Teach our hands to war in Jesus' mighty name, not with our children, in the name of Jesus. not with our children. In the mighty name of Jesus. Ayaboshaka rabase. Yekaya masite reboka. Ayamandoroboshaka rabosa. Ayamamekaya mosite. Hayokoroboshada rabasa. In the name of Jesus Christ. Mighty God, give us wisdom, O God. In Jesus' name, give us wisdom, O God. Father, our peace will not leave our houses because of children that have gone astray, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. In Jesus' mighty name, we plead the blood of Jesus over their lives in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus in the mighty name of Jesus. Hayaboshakarabosa. Hayamanderebosa. Ikerebosa yamandoroboka. Hayabababashanderebose. Keyabositereboshanda. Hayamasondoroboka. In the name of Jesus, mighty God, I pray, O God, for every parent who's in this house. Father, I speak your anointing over their heads, mighty God, to know how to navigate, O God, for where they are with their children. In the name of Jesus, mighty God, I speak your anointing over their heads, O God. In Jesus' mighty name, Heavenly Father, give them strategies, O God. Give them wisdom, O God. In the name of Jesus. And Father, I pray for our children in Jesus' mighty name. I plead the blood of Jesus over their lives, O God. I speak that there will not be any influences, mighty Lord, that will change their characters. In the name of Jesus Christ. But Father, I speak the fear of God in our children, mighty God, in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, I pray for our businesses. In Jesus' mighty name. Holy Spirit, I pray that you intervene even there. That in Jesus' mighty name, you provide ways, O God, strategies, O God. That our businesses grow. That our businesses blossom. In the name of Jesus. That Holy Spirit, you lead us to the right business partners in the name of Jesus. Ayamakarebosha. Ayamaseke Yamande. Rokotorobosha Karamase. Yandarebosia Darabosanda. Ayamaseke Yamosite. Reyabashanda Rabosa. In Jesus' mighty name. It is well with our businesses. In Jesus' mighty name. It is well in our marriages. In Jesus' mighty name. It is well with our children. In the mighty name of Jesus. It is well with us. In Jesus' mighty name. I speak the peace of God. In the mighty name of Jesus. That surpasses all understanding. In Jesus' mighty name. No parent will be sick in this house because of their children's behavior. In the name of Jesus, no parent will be sick in their body. No parent will be affected in their mental health because of their children. In Jesus' mighty name. Yes, Lord. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord.
Amen. You may be seated, saints. I'm going to call who elders Zulu, the main. Elder Mfundo, yes. Sorry, I said the main.
Jesus Christ, amen. Wow, it's so interesting. intimidating to stand here after such a powerful prayer, powerful testimonies, and all that has been shared. Wow, it does challenge one indeed. And it just sometimes is amazing how the Holy Spirit will just direct things and direct how you engage with Him and how you even interact with others on some of the matters that from time to time are stirred up and brought up in one. And it just so happens, even as we have just prayed, I sense there is just a lot that the Lord or the Holy Spirit is anchoring on in family, in terms of family, in terms of relying on Him even more. Pastor Lunga, I'll spare a few minutes because a lot of what has been shared is part of what I had looked at as well. Amen. Let's open our Bibles quickly. I will not take long. Thank you for your generosity, Pastor Vuse. I'll probably need like 20 minutes, if not less. In Leviticus 19, verse 18, which I will kind of look at together with Mark chapter 12. I'll just read a verse or two there again. Leviticus 19, verse 18, it says, "You shall not take vengeance nor bear any grudge against the children of your people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord." And then in Mark chapter 12, verse 28 to 31, I'll just read quickly for the sake of time. "Then one of the scribes came, having heard them reasoning together, perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, 'Which is the first commandment of all?' Jesus answered him, 'The first of all the commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. This is the commandment. And the second is like it, is this: You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than this." Let me read the last part. "There is no other commandment greater than this." That is amazing that the Lord would say that these are the commandments in, of which none is greater than these. And there's a lot that just got stirred up in my spirit about that, but I'm just going to be brief. That, you know, one of the things that the enemy, the one thing that stands out when you look at how sin came about is when the enemy asked the question on a human being, saying, "Did God really say? Did God really say?" That was a point when doubt was sown in a person. The enemy took advantage of that. Most of the times the enemy doesn't do much. He just sows a seed and then he walks away. And then we go around ricocheting, spin around and knock ourselves out with whatever it is that he has sown. But that was a time when he left a man to undermine himself, to self-doubt. I mean, he was there. His ears were working well. Everything was functioning well. But the enemy had the audacity to say, "Did God really say?" Meaning that there is so much that the enemy has done even till today through us doubting ourselves. There is a lot that the enemy has managed to do through us now being questioned, and even the world has now the ability to question even what we know as the truth, as the children of God. Even we as the children of God live with that sense sometimes of, am I really okay? Am I really all that God says I am? And so it becomes important for us to look back to God through the help of the Holy Spirit once again, to say, "Lord, define me, tell me who I am, show me who I am. It's a lot. It's a lot given what happened when sin came to the whole picture. And so it's necessary sometimes for the Holy Spirit to take us through steps and to take us through, you know, certain classes, as if some be overcomers class, a day at a time, so many minutes at a time. And so that we understand who we are. Because there is a lot of self-doubt, the lack of self-love. In fact, I wanted to say the world has taken over this concept of self-love because we have not understood it the way the Lord wants us to understand it. There is so much of, well, if I love myself enough, now I block, I cut, I this and that, just so that I can be me, me, me. And yet the word says, love your neighbor as you love yourself. It doesn't categorize whether that person likes your Facebook post or whatever, or they spoke ill of you here and there, but you love them anyway. But then again, it begins with love yourself. Love yourself. Be sure of yourself in Him, in other words. Be sure of yourself in Him. Because once we doubt who we are in Him, it is easy for the enemy to take advantage of that. The true way of reflecting, or of being able to love, rather, of being able to love another person is when you love yourself the way God teaches you how to love yourself. But first and foremost, we know we need to love Him. In other words, our point of reference is Him. It's Him. And so many of us live our lives beating up ourselves and wondering a lot about ourselves. You talk about teenagers these days, they deal with so much. Social media, they deal with so many things that can cause them to doubt themselves and to not really be their true self, if I can use that term. And be the expression of God. They have to deal with a lot, especially because their minds are developing, they're still growing, a lot is pulling from them. We were meant to have households and families as places of safety and being able to groom them up and being able to strengthen them, encourage them, give them confidence, and. But even that is under attack nowadays. We are unable to give them, even if it's time that they need. Sometimes they don't need all other things that we need. We think we need to give them. To give them time to teach them the way. To teach them who they are in the Lord. We may not know all about it because the Bible says to us as parents, we teach them in the way that they should go. At the end of the day, they are going. And somewhere, somehow, they need to know something about where they are going to. But for us, it's to sow that seed, to place that foundation and ensure that they are stable enough that when they go out there and the world challenges them of who they are, that they know who they are. Not this culture of today, not these things that they're taught to do that end them up in situations where they are mentally unstable, where they are filled with hatred and anger and all of that. Yes, there are so many things that happen that can affect them in that way. But we need to ensure that we ourselves, as me and you, if we're talking even about parents, we talk about ourselves having a strengthened relationship with God for the purpose of knowing who we are and how we ought to do things from the point of understanding that it is not selfishness. It is not selfishness to love ourselves, to take care of ourselves, to look at, take stock of yourself. Sometimes you just need to sit and say, am I okay? Am I all right? So many things happen. I lost my mother in December. For a moment, I didn't know what happened. I was just so dizzy. There was just too much going on. But then I realized over time, I would sit sometimes and just think, and then I would feel my eyes growing some tears that, you know, in the corners of my eyes and be like, what is going on? Until I took time and said, what is really going on with me? There are journeys, yes, that we will go through for longer periods of time. and we'll just have to allow the Holy Spirit to minister in us so that we can be able to reflect love. Because there are some people who haven't healed from certain things that happened in their lives, death being part of them, and they go and blame other people and they say, hey, you caused the death of this person, because they themselves are the problem. They themselves haven't healed. They themselves haven't come to terms with what happened. But they wanted to quickly go out there and blame another person for whatever reason, whatever deceit that the devil could have sown in them. So we need to make sure that we protect these hearts, because out of them flows the issues of life. As they flow, we need to remain stable in the Lord and making sure that our point of reference in terms of understanding how we need to respond, how we need to respond, is dependent on God. Us having a relationship with God. Discernment is not necessarily and always knowing the difference between right and wrong. Obviously, as a child of God, I assume you do right all the time. Right? No, okay. I've got some real people here. Thank you. But discernment is really a difference between knowing what is right and what does God want. Because some things look good, some things look right, some things look like they're okay. But knowing the will of the Lord is a sign that you are having a relationship with God who teaches you who you are and how you need to respond. Because some people are good, and you know, it's sometimes a question of, hey, who do I give the sweet to? Most of you are good. All of you, in fact, are good, yeah. But then there is the one person where the Lord will say, no, now the king of Israel has come in, David. Everybody looked good, but until David came, then God said to Samuel, now you can anoint this one. Everybody looked good. They were tall, they were handsome, all of that. Because God doesn't look at the outside. He doesn't look at what appeals to men. So tonight, let's pray. Pray that we may be anchored in who we are in the Lord and whose we are, and understand the true meaning of self-love, that we may heal. Some of us need to heal. Some of us need to go through these things that we look away from because they get us into some emotions that we are uncomfortable with, but we need to confront them. They could be hindering your destiny. They could be hindering your progress in the Lord. And I'm speaking to myself even in as far as that's concerned. So let's stand on our feet right now. I hope I've said enough. And let's just open up our heart. Be vulnerable. Be open to Him. Hide nothing from Him. And just say, Lord, just do an audit on me. Just check me out. Is everything all right? Is there something you need to change? Because some of these things will need tough love. Certain levels of discipline that will have that will say, change your pattern of doing this, that, and the other. Change your lifestyle in this way or the other. But trust me, God says. Trust me even as I take you through that period, because I know who you are. You are mine. Amen. Let us pray. Mandarababanda boroko shianderebeke. Manterebebeke sianterebenderebeke shitorobobunda. Sibabonderebeke shianderebende. Sibabonderebeke sionoroko tenderebeke. Lord and our God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come before you. I come before you. Even as I may be here, Lord God, representing my family, but Lord, at this point in time, I just say, search me, O Lord. Search me, Father, of anything and everything, Lord. And Lord, empty me of anything and everything that does not please you. That, Lord, I may align with your will, your plan, and your purpose. Father God, I pray, Lord God, for everything that may be hidden within me, through which, mighty God, I could have allowed any form of doubt of what you have said and what you are doing in my life. in the mighty name of Jesus. Pray, Father God, for your healing, for your hand, mighty God, to touch those places so deep that others may have not have room to be able to even help with, because they have been that protected, because they have been covered to that extent. And yet what projects may be detrimental to others may be destroying to certain causes of action that you sought to achieve, mighty God, through your plan and purpose. Father, I pray for each and every one of us that, mighty God, we may be open enough, Lord God, to allow you to work and do a work, Father God, that only you can do. For you specialize, mighty God, in these things. You know better than we know ourselves. You know us, mighty God, even from the things that we think we are okay and we are all right about, mighty Lord. That, Father God, we may change and not be the same. We allow you, Father God, to deal those things, to break certain things, mighty Lord. Because you are good enough to prune us so that we can bear more fruit, so that we can be new, Lord God, in even our actions and results, mighty Lord. We do not want, mighty God, the things that, Lord God, hold us back without us seeing it, without us knowing. For not all the time are we aware of what hurt us. Not all the time are we aware what hinders us, mighty God, with our emotions, our attitude, our state of being in any way, mighty Lord. You know best, mighty God. So we pray, Father, Lord, that you will help us to love, Lord God, ourselves. For it is all right, mighty God. You are teaching us that it is all right. And we've beaten ourselves up so many times over certain things, Lord, that do not matter. Before you, Lord God, they are as good as gone. They are the past. Ngoba wena Nkosi mawusithethelela konke kuyedlula. Konke uNkulunkulu onomusa ukubeka ngemuva. And so we allow you, Father God, to work a supernatural work in us. And we pray, Lord God, that once again you prove that your hand is not too short to save, because you are saving us from ourselves. And not only from ourselves, from many others who depend on us, many others who rely on us. We pray, Father God, even these things, even the things we do not understand, even the emotions we do not understand, even things, mighty God, that may have been said and somehow they got stuck with us, Lord God, and we allowed them to play out in our lives. We pray, Father God, that you heal us from those, that you deliver us from those forming limitations. We break all those limitations. We break all those repeated actions, repeated thoughts, anything and everything. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we stand against it right now. And we allow you, mighty God, to minister through the power of the Holy Spirit. We rely on you for the version of ourselves that is the true version. The Lord God, describe us. Teach us who we are. In those moments of silence, teach us who we are. Show us who we are. Show us, mighty God, what we need to change. Show us, mighty God, the places where we have delayed, mighty God, from changing. We've held on, but mighty God, you're saying we need to let go. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Father God, for your hand that is not too short to save, that is touching each and every one of us, that is changing things, mighty God, from what may have been pronounced and what the devil thought will play out. But today we stand victorious. Thank you, Lord God, for your mighty works in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Just lastly, I won't say much on this one because I'm aware of the time that is up. I think we, in a way, have touched on it where we pray for those who are in need of healing. There's so much that is going on, and I don't know. I've just been hearing reports of many people who are going through a lot of difficulties taking care of family members, taking care of those close to us, what it takes, what it costs, and how much of a toll it can take on a person. And some instances, we even lose those loved ones. I think Deacon Olga was talking about that earlier. We even lose those loved ones and the effect it has afterwards. in the life, seemingly, at least in our eyes, that we may have lost, and time we've lost. I know for sure, for one person having taken care of my mother for as long as I did, at some point, you lose friends, you lose a lot of things, you lose a social life, sometimes you lose your work life, you lose a lot of things, dreams that you may have had, you know, you lose them, and you have to start all over again. So let's pray for restoration, let's pray for the refreshing of those. I don't know who this is for, it may not be for you. You're looking after a loved one, you have so much that you are putting in there in terms of effort. Let's pray for grace. Let's pray for the provision of the Lord. Let's pray for the hand of the Lord to just see to the entire situation for all those people. Amen. Let's pray. Ribabante rebeke siandar moshe terebe bentara babante ketiara bagasiande rekeshita Rababande berebe sindoro bokoshintana mamande beke siandaram. Father God, right now before you, we bring everybody who is looking after their loved ones at this point in time, mighty God. Father, we pray for your grace upon them. We pray, mighty God, for your provision. We pray for your strength, Lord. We pray for courage. We pray, Lord, for that supernatural ability, Lord, to be able to do beyond, mighty God, what the situation looks like. Father, you are the God who is strong enough. You are a God who is able to deal with any and every situation. There is nothing that is too hard for you. Father, I pray, Lord God, that you will help restore the lives even of those, mighty God, who have spent, mighty Lord, so much looking after, mighty God, their family members or anybody that they've taken care of, sacrificing so much, sacrificing time, sacrificing dreams, sacrificing, Lord God, all kinds of resources. I pray, Father God, for restoration. We pray, Father God, for your hand, mighty God, to touch and heal, Lord God, that people will not look at the past and what is lost and what has happened, mighty God, but they will see the future that you hold for them, mighty Lord, that they will see the great things, mighty God, that you are to do, Lord God, through their lives, the testimonies, mighty God, the ability to help another going through the same situation, Father God, that they will strengthen, that they will encourage, that they will be that pillar of strength, mighty God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, in the lives of others, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we pray, Lord God, that you will heal and deliver, mighty God, those who may have found themselves in a situation where there is a lot of hurt, there is a need, mighty God, to be healed from the loss, oh God, of that family member, from the loss, oh Father God, after having put all the effort, after having done so much, mighty God, the Lord, you remind us that you were there and you are still there, because your presence is everything, Father God, to us. And therefore, Lord God, any and everything can be restored. Order, as it would appear in our eyes, can be restored in the new version, the correct version, and the way, mighty God, you see things, mighty God, for the future of those, Lord God, who have dealt with so much, mighty God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for your healing hand. We thank you for your touch. We thank you for your assurance. We thank you, Lord, for what you are yet to do, for you are the rewarder, mighty God, of all those who seek you. And so we seek you, Lord God, for answers. We do not ask questions too much, but we just stay and wait, mighty God, that you will enable the situation to bring clarity, and Lord, the wisdom that we need, mighty God, to press on ahead with our lives, Father God, even as you turned the situation that seems difficult around, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you. Amen and amen.
Thank you so much. You may be seated. Elders Zonge, please come and share with us. Thank you. her.
Praise Jesus, Father, to you who is able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the throne room of grace and mercy, O God. To you be all the glory, be to you all the praise, O honorable God, great and merciful, full of love and compassion. Father, we worship you tonight. We give you all the praise. We say, Dade kimang, O fana nawe nkulunkulu wethu. Oh God, we thank you. We've got a song in our hearts. Oh God, we say, O Morena wa Marena. Lord God Almighty, I'm not suited, but Lord, I know what I mean in my heart. Father, we bless you. We glorify you. We worship you, Lord. We bless you. You are a loving Father. You are so full of compassion. You are so full of love. Oh God, you do not let us down. You are great, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, glorious, glorious, oh God, in all your ways. Father, we bless you. We love you. We appreciate you each day. We appreciate you each day, Lord. We appreciate you each day. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bless you. Who is like you, Lord? Who is like you? Who's like you, Father? Who is like you, oh God? Who is like you, Father? Full of love and compassionate. You are compassionate, Jesus. Oh, you are compassionate. You are compassionate. You are kind. You are kind. You are kind. And that's what you are building in us, to be kind people, to be compassionate people, to be gracious people, full of love and grace. Jesus went about doing good, healing the sick, casting out demons, bringing the lost to the Father. We are grateful, Lord Jesus. We are grateful, Lord Jesus. We are grateful tonight. As New Africa Gateway, we are grateful. Oh God, as South Africa, we are grateful. Oh God. Oh, we are grateful, oh God. We are grateful. We are grateful on behalf of our nation tonight. We are grateful on behalf of our province tonight. We give you praise, O God, as your priest, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We are fully aware of our responsibility, O God, even as our priest. Lord, we put on our priestly garments tonight in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Mara katarabosa, rebelebe sandaraboshia tarabaka sondarabakashita. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, we bless you. We bless you tonight. We bless you tonight. We bless you tonight. We bless you. We bless you tonight. We bless you, our high priest. We bless you tonight. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you on behalf of the people of South Africa. We bless you. We bring thanksgiving to you tonight on behalf of each and every South African. We bring thanksgiving. We bring thanksgiving. We bring thanksgiving. We bring thanksgiving to you, Holy Spirit. We bring thanksgiving, Lord. We bring thanksgiving. We bring thanksgiving. We bring thanksgiving. Esa baba baba baya tarabo sandarabosha. Era baba baba kandarabo sandariabo sandarabosha. Oh, we bring thanksgiving, Lord. Oh God, on behalf of each and every child in South Africa, on behalf of each and every, oh God, woman, oh God, on behalf of each and every man, on behalf, O God, of our government, we bring thanksgiving tonight to you, great and merciful God. You've been merciful, O God, in our country. You've been kind, O God. You've been only kind. You have been only good. You have been only gracious. Oh God, we cannot cease to give. Oh God, you cannot have, oh God, oh, you cannot lack a man in South Africa to give you thanksgiving. You cannot, as long as we are alive, as this generation, you cannot cease to have a man to give you thanksgiving. We give you thanksgiving, Father. Abba, Father, Abba, Father, Abba, Father, Abba, Father, Abba, Father. Hey, hallelujah. Glorious, glorious Father. Glorious, glorious God. Full of love and compassion. Full of love and compassion. Full of love and compassion. Oh, Rabba, Sandarabo, Sandarabasa. Hey, Kataramosa. Hey, hallelujah. Glorious Father, glorious Father, glorious in all your ways, glorious in all your ways, glorious, 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 glorious in the villages of South Africa, glorious in the farms of South Africa, glorious in the valleys of South Africa, glorious in the rivers of South Africa. Glorious in the merciful in the highways of South Africa. Shikandarabo Sandarabasha in the forest. Oh God, you are God. Besides you, there is none. Ribobaba Kandarabo Sandarabasa. Ribakatalabashita Labakandarabosa. Matarabo Siandalabo Sandalabase. Ribakatalia Mandalabose. Ribaba Kandarabosa. Oh, never, never, you will never cease a person to give you thanksgiving. Father, thank you, 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 Father, thank you, Father, thank you for the mercy you give South Africa each and every morning. Great is your faithfulness, oh God. Oh, your mercies are new every morning. And great is your glory. And great is your loving and tender mercies. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Strong and mighty. Strong and mighty on behalf of our nation. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. You will never cease to have a person. You will never, 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 as long as we live, oh God, we commit ourselves tonight that you will not lack a person, oh God, to bring thanks to you. We bring thanks to you tonight. We bring thanks to you tonight. We bring thanks to you tonight. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. 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 If I knew how to sing, I'll be saying, Ntate ke mang. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise be to you, Lord. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 2 Kings chapter 24. Hallelujah. Verse 2. 2 Kings chapter 24. Verse 2. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. I'm fully aware who am I as I stand before you. The Bible says that we are priests. And one thing I know is that when the priests were coming to God, they would wear priestly garments. And that's one of the procedures that God would give them. Amen. So I'm fully aware tonight that I'm ministering to the Lord first. Amen. The rest I can do. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the name. Please help me with 2 Kings chapter 24. You know, I just want to state this way that, you know, when the how it's supposed, okay, not how it's supposed to be. It's like I'm lecturing now. The Bible's, okay, the apostle comes and lays the foundation, or the prophet. They give the word, okay, this is what God is saying. But it is the responsibility of a teacher to break that word down so that it can benefit all of us. So I think tonight I come, I know that I'm fully, I've got 14 minutes and I will make it. The Overcomers classes teaches me to be vigilant with time. So I'll try to compress everything that I have in the 13 minutes, amen. Verse 2. The Bible says, verse 2. And the Lord sent against him raiding bands and Chaldeans, bands of Syrians, bands of Moabites, bands of the people of Ammon. He sent them against Judah to destroy it. This is where I want us to go, according to the word of the Lord, which he had spoken by his servant, the prophet. According to the word of the Lord, which he has spoken by his words, the prophets. Amen. Amen. This, what I'm going to share tonight is emanating from my time of study with the Lord that happened a time ago. I was just reading the book of Kings and reading the book of Chronicles, and the words kept coming to say, according to the word of the Lord, which he had spoken through so-and-so. According to the Lord, word of the Lord, which he spoke through so-and-so. And this caught my attention. It really caught my attention. I said, Lord, what are you saying? You know, because I keep hearing what you are saying, that according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke through the prophets. So this is one of them. He said he sent according to the word of the Lord, which he had spoken by his servants, the prophets. Amen. So I then began to ask the Lord, what are you saying? And the Lord said to me that the heavens are pregnant with the words that the Lord has spoken that have never been fulfilled. The heavens are pregnant with the words of the Lord that have never been fulfilled, that the Lord spoke, because there's no man who would sing according to the word of the Lord that he had spoken through his servant, the prophet. And then that really bothered me, and it gave me an analogy of the clouds, that, you know, they become pregnant with water, with rain, and there's a time where they've got to release that rain. So tonight, I think what I'm going to do, I'm going to narrow this word according to what the word of the Lord has spoken to us in the house, that this is the year of divine acceleration. Amen. Amen. So the atmosphere is pregnant with this word. Okay. It's pregnant with this word that says it is the year of divine acceleration. And until someone understands, and until someone makes this word a reality, that according to the word of the Lord, which was spoken by Apostle. Amen. So what the Lord was teaching me is that we need not to neglect the word of the Lord that has been released, because it's so easy that the word comes and we move on to the next thing, but we forget what God has spoken. So tonight we're going to be doing that, not to neglect the word of the Lord that was spoken to us. God said this is the word, yeah, of divine acceleration. So I just want us to break down what the word means when it says divine acceleration. You know, I just got to just get into the meaning of this word. You know, I know in church we say words, you know, and but do we really go and search what is it that we are saying? I'm talking about myself, but one of the things I learned about what divine acceleration is, it is a move of God. And really, this really hit me, that, okay, acceleration. It is a move of God that shifts your circumstance and remove obstacles and commands progress. So when we are saying that it is a year of divine acceleration, we are saying it is the year of the move of God that shifts your circumstance, that removes the obstacles and commands your progress. So when we are saying that is divine acceleration, you should be speaking that, you know what, this is the year, this is really what's going to happen in my life this year. That a move of God that is going to shift circumstance and remove obstacle and command progress is going to happen. Also, divine acceleration is when God works sovereignly in the affairs of men. What do I mean by this? That this year, when we are saying this is the year of divine acceleration, we mean that God is not going to ask permission. He's going to work sovereignly. That's what is going to happen. And I know what I'm talking about. Divine acceleration also is the supernatural ability of God applied in your life. So when you're saying divine acceleration, we are talking about this is the year of the supernatural ability of God that must be applied in your life. Okay, you know, of course we know this one, that it's about the speed of God. It accelerates things in a way that is not humanly possible. Okay, all right. You know, it's an unstoppable momentum of God at work. You know, that's another version that I got. It's an unstoppable momentum of God. Amen. It says that every protocol is suspended when it comes to divine acceleration. Every protocol is suspended and every delay is canceled. So that is what divine acceleration is. So when we're saying that this is the year of divine acceleration, we should be having that as a perception, and we should be having that in our minds, that this is what it is. Okay. All right. What is it really that has got to be divinely accelerated? What is it? Have you thought about it? That, okay, what is it that God is going to literally divinely accelerate in my life? He accelerates his promises. Okay. That's what God is going to do. He's going to accelerate his promises. He's going to accelerate his plans. Okay? He's going to accelerate answered prayers. I remember reading the book of Acts. The Bible says that, you know, when they were praying for Peter when he was in prison, the Bible says that, you know, God accelerated their prayer. I mean, Peter was at the door knocking, and they could not even realize that whilst the Bible says, whilst they were praying, you know, when have you ever read the Bible and says, whilst he was praying, this is what happened, okay? So, and also it's going to accelerate you to your destiny. What is your destiny? Destiny is a place of meeting with God anyway, all right? So we know about the acceleration of lost time, okay? What is involved in divine acceleration is the Holy Spirit himself. That's what is involved, because the Bible says that it is not by might, it is not by power, but it is by the Holy Spirit. So who is involved in the divine acceleration? I think Pastor Ngumisa and Mrs. Zulu have already spoken about that, that the Holy Spirit is involved in the divine acceleration. The angelic, you know, is involved in the divine acceleration. The Bible says in the book of, I think it's 2 Kings, the Bible says that, you know, after the saga of Jezebel and the prophet Elijah, and the Bible says that, you know, he was really discouraged, and the Bible says that the angel came to him and woke him up, and he said, "Eat, for the journey ahead of you is long." The Bible says that he ate and drank. Okay, then he slept again. The Bible says that the angel woke him up the second time. May the angels of the Lord wake you up. I hear that that's the word, that the angel of the Lord wake you up. And the Bible says that the second time the angel woke him up and said, eat and drink, for the journey ahead of you is long. And the Bible says that he ate and drank. But this is what the Bible says, that after that angel, remember it's an angel who gave him the food. The Bible says that it's an angel, it's not a human being. And the Bible says that he walked night and day for 40 days. 40 days and 40 nights to a place of meeting God. So on the divine acceleration, you have to, the angelic is part of the divine acceleration. The supernatural, of course. And the human beings also are part of divine acceleration. God has used so many human beings in my life to divinely accelerate me. Okay. What? Okay, thank you, Pastor. What do we need to do for divine acceleration? So now this is what we need to do in the house individually, is to bring firstly, because remember we said what is God going to accelerate? You know, God is going to accelerate his promises. God is going to accelerate his plans. God is going to accelerate his destiny in your life. So what we need now to do as individuals is to say, okay, is to bring remembrance to God of the promises he has spoken in your life, because that's what he wants to accelerate individually. If you had a prophetic word, that is the word that he needs to accelerate. And also that is what we need to bring into remembrance. And also it is to, you know, the Holy Spirit loves to bring the promises of God in our lives to pass. So definitely, it is to pray for God's acceleration over the promises and prophecies that he has given you. And also, it is to trigger the supernatural. It is to trigger, as an individual, you must be able to trigger the supernatural. There's one of the things that the Lord has said I must do, that actually the Holy Spirit showed me to do this year, to trigger the supernatural so that I can partake of the divine acceleration. Yes, that's the word, partake. Because you will see it, you will hear it, but you will not partake of it because you have not applied your faith and your word. And believe, act, you know. And okay, let's go to, what does divine acceleration look like? By the end of the year, we should see an undeniable progress. If we are talking about divine acceleration, by the end of the year, we should see an undeniable progress. Okay? Number two, we should see obstacles removed. We should see a shift in our lives. Indeed, a shift that is undeniable. I'm not talking about the going by, but you can see the black and white. I remember one of the prophecies God gave to you was the black and the night. That's what the acceleration talks about. It talks about it was black and now it is white. Okay, time has failed me tonight. But really, this is what the Lord has been sharing in my life, that what the Holy Spirit has been literally to say, for you to see this divine acceleration, these are the keys, as prophet would say. It's 19 seconds, but I'll just leave for you to pray at home, honestly, because I just want to honor the time. But you know, we need to pray for the manifestation of the divine, of the word first. That Lord, as per the word of the Lord that was spoken to us this year, that this is the year of divine acceleration. We need to pray for that word first and to birth that word, because it is hanging now in the atmosphere. But have we taken time to just pray that word through in our lives? And also, it is to pray, firstly, oh God, even for our spiritual lives, for divine acceleration, not only in physical things, but to pray literally, to say, Lord, I ask you to divinely accelerate me in my prayer life, in my walk with you. I want to see this year you having accelerated me from this level of prayer to this level of prayer. You know, one of the things, okay, the time is gone. I just wanted to share this. Let me just stop everything else that I had. But one of the things I've experienced this year, I'm talking about something that happened this year. The Lord gave us a project that is big, I would say, in my scheme of things. And literally, it's an acceleration that we wanted. But in the acceleration, we began now to see the gaps, that the acceleration brought so much being overwhelmed. I just want to share this as a prayer item, because this is what happens, especially when we are not prepared for this divine acceleration. So this project, it was huge. It is huge. But it's something literally that can change our lives. Literally, that is changing our lives. Let me say so. But now the thing is that God accelerated us. He brought us from this place and he gave us something that is this big. But now we find ourselves being overwhelmed about this acceleration. And I just want this to share it as a prayer point that, you know what, God would give you something so big. Literally, he accelerates you. But you find that you become overwhelmed. You become overwhelmed. You know, you lack resources on the acceleration of what God has given you. You find that there's a gap between where you are and where God is accelerating you to. So I just wanted to share tonight that as one of the things that I've experienced myself, thank God that he's coming through for us. You know, I had to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. There was a time I said, okay, can we just pause this project? But we had to come back, because when God opens the door of opportunity, it might not be forever, and you can't allow to drop it. But what I'm saying is that, you know, God would accelerate you, but there would be gaps. And what I wanted us to pray for tonight is that may God, when he has given us these projects, or when he has accelerated us, that we may not be overwhelmed, that may God prepare us and prepare us for the speed that he's going to be moving to tonight. I would love to leave it at that, because I feel the time is gone, and how would pray for it, I would leave it for you to pray at home. But one thing I would want to say again is that the heavens are pregnant with the promises of God that have not yet been fulfilled. Amen.